All right, Gaithersburg crash in the intersection, so patients getting through 124 Mid-County Highway and Woodfield Road. Police there at the scene of the crash. No problems to report currently on 270. In fact, out of Frederick, a great ride past Urbana and Hyattstown. Nice light volume there. Brief delays in Germantown. Top side of the Beltway, stop and go here as you come off of 95 and around past Colesville Road. Inner loop over to George Avenue, seeing some of delays starting to form. Now, in through town, DC 295. We've had the volume. Now broken down, reported coming southbound 295 near Benning Road down toward East Capitol Street. So we're not really catching a break there this morning. Backups to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. So hang tight with that. No problems to report on the Greenway or the toll road on 15 south of Point of Rocks, right near Fox Run Lane, north of Luckett's Road. Still under police direction around the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a little chilly, especially with that west breeze blowing. 47 in and out of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, a few clouds, 31 outside the Beltway, colder. Saturday, 52, back closer to normal, partial clouds. Sunday, some afternoon rain showers and maybe a mix of rain and snow showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Vienna, 32 in La Plata, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Dale City Gun Show. The U.S. and North Korea now beginning preparations for that historic face-to-face meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Joining us in just a couple minutes will be Ambassador John Bolton. We'll get his take on the news with North Korea and the United States getting together to talk things out. At 7:35, Sherman Gillums from AmVets is going to join us to discuss abuses at the VA. At 8:05, it's Gordon Chang. At 8:15, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. At 8:35, Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
I want to talk about something that's going on in our culture, and a lot of it has to revolves around Disney. Right now, I saw that the Wrinkle in Time came out today, and that's one thing. That's, you know, the entire movie was cast in a different way, meaning, you know, a lot of black characters in it, which is fine, but it's the book was changed, and it's sort of being trumpeted as like a social justice victory, and Oprah's in it and everything. Disney spent $100 million on this thing.
Wow.
It's already on track. Like, first of all, the reviews are horrible. The only thing people are saying that's good about it so far is that it has an excellent cast, and it's on track to make like $40 million right now. Oh, let me do a little math. $100 million investment, $40 million return, that sounds like a bath. That's not good.
Isn't that the way we're seeing most movies coming out of Hollywood now?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, Hollywood is really, I think, in a crisis.
So, Disney broadly seems to be in a crisis. Let's go to cut 18. Remember this. Here, Joy Behar on The View, remember The View, it's an ABC product, said this about Mike Pence and the idea that he prays to Jesus and hears from him. Listen.
It's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing when Jesus talks to you.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
that's different.
Illness, if I'm not correct. My question is, can he talk to Mary Magdalene without his wife in the room?
Yeah, got him. And remember, of course, when that came out, how offended so many Christians were at hearing something. Like, really? That's the position you're going to take on The View, just write off half the audience?
Well, the Media Research Council and Brent Pezell launched a campaign to go after. And do you notice, Joy Behar didn't make fun of Oprah when she said, well, God hasn't told me to run yet for president.
No, she did not.
I wonder why.
No.
So Oprah has a mental illness too then, according to Joy Behar.
Flip over to ESPN, another ABC product, and its old anchor, now still working at ESPN, Jemele Hill, called the President of the United States and his supporters white supremacists. And did she want to take it back?
I'll never take back what I said.
No, she'll never take back what she said. Okay, well, you'd think that this would come up somewhere. It did. Yesterday, at Disney's shareholder meeting, there was a man who stood up and during the comment portion, asked Bob Iger about these very scandals. Listen to this.
We filed a resolution that simply asked the company's media platforms to either be honest
or provide evidence that they have a policy requiring honesty on their media platforms. You guys actually spent a lot of money, hired a white shoe law firm to fight that at the SEC. We find that strange when trust in media is at an all-time low that you would spend shareholder resources to fight a simple request for honesty. And the distrust of Disney's media platforms is well earned. I think we all here probably know the example of ESPN, which has seemingly become a 24/7 anti-Trump tirade channel, which reached its pinnacle last fall when Jemele Hill called President Donald Trump a white supremacist. Mr. Iger, you admitted in an interview that you intervened to make sure ESPN's leadership didn't fire her for these defamatory remarks. What kind of message does that send to other company employees? Just last month, she again repeated this. She said that not only President Trump, but his supporters are white supremacists. How does she still have a job?
This is a Disney shareholder.
Also consider the February 13th broadcast of ABC's The View. Co-host Joy Behar and Sonny Hostin suggested that Christianity is, quote, and I'm quoting them, dangerous. And that Christians, and again, I'm quoting them, Christians suffer from mental illness. In response, the show's advertisers have come under tremendous pressure to sever ties with these anti-Christian bigots. This pattern shows the company is willing to take a reputational and a financial hit just so long as it's in service to bashing conservatives and religious Americans. That's a shame. What do you say to the tens of millions of Christians and President Trump supporters that your networks have so blatantly offended and ascribed hateful labels? And specifically, do you think, like Ms. Hostin and Ms. Behar, that the Christian faith is akin to a dangerous mental illness? And do you believe, like Ms. Hill, that President Trump and his supporters are all white supremacists?
Okay, just play it for one more second because I want to hear the applause. So imagine you're Bob Iger on stage. This guy, I mean, first of all, it's pretty ballsy. I mean, regardless of the situation, you know, he's a shareholder, so he's entitled to get to say these things. He says these things. He gets up there and just basically reads this guy the riot act. Disney, which owns ABC and ESPN. Look at these products you're putting out. Look at the people you're offending. I, as a shareholder, and the rest of these shareholders should not be encouraged by the fact that you're offending half your audience. And when struggling with these offenses, seemingly sweep them under the rug, say, oh, we're not going to fire Jemele Hill. Bob Iger directly intervened to preserve Jemele Hill's job at ESPN. So what is the message that that's sending? I think it's a great question. Here's Bob Iger answering it.
I don't know where I start. First of all, Joy Behar apologized to Vice President Pence directly. She made a call to him and apologized, which I thought was absolutely appropriate.
Okay.
I happen to take exception with what she said. I don't think it was right, and I was glad to hear that she apologized. On the Jemele Hill issue, the only thing I have to add to that, because I have said some things publicly, is that Jemele Hill was spoken with and disciplined for the things that she said or the things that she tweeted. And I'm going to leave it at that. And in terms of your depiction of ESPN and a variety of other things you said, I know you've been to other meetings in the past. You and I have agreed to disagree on these issues. Not that some of the things that you raise are, you know, don't have some validity, but I don't agree with everything that you said.
Well,
thank you. I respect your right to say them.
Nice for you to say, but you don't agree. Hey, man, perception's reality when it comes to your business.
What I find interesting, and this is just my own observation, they're setting up that, you know, Christianity is under attack, as is Judaism. There's a lot of anti-Semitism coming from the left, and they're flat out okay with saying that, you know, laughing at Christians have a mental illness. What do the same people advocate for gun control? People with a mental illness should not be allowed to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
They're slowly whittling away that only we should have them because the rest of you are mentally ill. You hear voices. See where this is going? It's just the tip of it right now, but I think this is where this is going
to
go.
It was nice to hear like some real conversation, though, and somebody directly confront Disney with what they feel is a huge problem and Disney having to think about that. That was interesting. 7:15 here. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through town, DC 295, just be aware as you come off of 50 and the BW Parkway out of both Chevrolet and Riverdale. We have the volume and a broken down also and the backups near Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. So we are hung up there a bit this morning, even though we expect the Friday light. Volume starts to increase now across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, past the 3rd Street Tunnel for 395, though. Pretty decent trip across the 14th Street Bridge. It's once you get through Landmark with really the heaviest stretch of our northbound 395 morning. Rock Creek Parkway, before you get to the Kennedy Center at Virginia Avenue, they were clearing a crash there. Out to 15 south of Point of Rocks, still with the crash. Last check under police direction, had a car into utility pole north of Luckett's Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunshine and clouds mix, breezy and chilly, a high of 47 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low of 31. And tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a high of 52. Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 716 on WMAL.
President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
And that was Chung Yu Yang. I hope I got that right. And here to join us to talk about this and give us his interpretation of this historic impending meeting, Ambassador John Bolton. Ambassador, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
This is a huge deal. Why is it that President Trump has done something that no other president has done, being able to get together and meet with a leader of North Korea?
Well, this is definitely diplomatic shock and awe for you. And if there's a man or woman in Washington brave enough to say, oh, I knew this was going to happen, I expected this outcome, I'd like them to stand up today and say so. And I think it's, look, there are clearly elements of risk with it, but I think it short circuits what North Korea was trying to do. And I think in that sense, the president has taken advantage of North Korea not expecting the unexpected from the administration. I think clearly North Korea is very close to having the capacity to hit targets in the United States with nuclear weapons, and their playbook said when you get that close, start negotiations with the United States, throw some dust in the air, distract them for 6 months, 9 months, whatever it takes. And then you can announce, well, now we've got the capability we've been after for 30 years, and you're home free. What Trump has done is turn that on its head. And I think this session between the two leaders could well be a fairly brief session where Trump says, tell me you've begun total denuclearization, because we're not going to have protracted negotiations. You can tell me right now, or we'll start thinking of something else.
How much pain is Kim Jong-un feeling right now, and his country specifically? I mean, that would lead him to make this kind of offer.
I would not think Kim Jong-un feels the slightest pain. I think it's a mistake to say that the sanctions have brought them to their knees. I think what has brought them to their knees is that they've figured out that Donald Trump is not Barack Obama, and when he says he's prepared to use military force, he means it, unlike Obama and some of his other predecessors.
So the existential threat...
Let me just finish here.
Go ahead.
I think this is important. I don't think the president wants to use military force at all, but I think the difference is he's not afraid to use it, and I think the North Koreans have figured that out.
Okay, my only point is sort of in summary, he's more worried about self-preservation. This is the existential threat directly to Kim Jong-un rather than concerns for his people who are suffering under these sanctions.
You are absolutely right about that. And that's why, and look, I've been over the years on both sides of the issue of whether sanctions can be effective. I think actually they turn out to be fairly limited in effect, because I tell you, Kim Jong-un and his inner circle have suffered not one whit from economic sanctions. The people have suffered. I don't doubt that. I don't think he cares.
Do you think it is possible, though, for President Trump to get North Korea to actually really give up their nukes as opposed to just saying that they're going to do it?
Well, I think that's what this meeting between the two leaders will find out very quickly. You can hear even some Democrats saying, oh, my God, there's no preparation for this. Weeks and months of lower level negotiation to prepare for it and so on and so forth. That's all off the table. So I think Kim Jong-un is saying to his advisors, or said during the night, because it's daytime there when it's nighttime here, saying to his advisors, where in my briefing book Does it say he was going to accept this? Where are the low-level negotiations in Beijing that drag on forever? How's this going to buy us time? I think the president's forcing the decision. I'd go so far as to say this. The announcement last night said the meeting would take place by May. I say let's hold it before the end of March.
Oh, so that quickly.
Where should something like this take place, Ambassador?
I can tell you the precise room where it should take place. At the former headquarters of the League of Nations in Geneva, now owned by the UN, the Palace of Nations. I would hold it in the conference room where Secretary of State James Baker in January of 1991 met with Iraqi Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz in what George H.W. Bush, president at the time, called going the extra mile for peace, where Bush met, I think it was for like 6 hours with Tariq Aziz, put a letter from President Bush to Saddam Hussein in the middle of the table, which Tariq Aziz never picked up. And at the end of that meeting, that extra mile for peace, it was clear Iraq wasn't going to back down, wasn't going to withdraw from Kuwait, and Desert Storm followed. So I think putting Kim Jong-un in the right frame of mind by having the meeting in that conference room would go a long way.
All right, let me ask you about, if I can, about reports involving you this week, because on Tuesday you had a meeting at the White House. I don't know how frequently you visit at the White House or talk with the president, but the conversation and the chatter is that you may be set to replace H.R. McMaster as the National Security Advisor. Could you give us any sense of that?
No, thank you. It's by invariable practice. I don't talk about meetings like that or what the subject was, and I don't talk about the personnel matters. I just think it's inappropriate for me to be commenting one way or the other. And I'd say it this week. I would have said it a year ago. I'll say it a year from now.
No, I appreciate that. But we got to ask. The only other thing I'll say on that issue is what about like sort of differences you might have on foreign policy with the president? Do those exist, or are you pretty in line with him right now?
Well, you know, over the years, I've probably written a million op-eds and given a million speeches. It's not like I've hidden my foreign policy and national security views.
Not at all.
I'd rather ask you to go back and read all those golden words over the past and draw your own conclusions. I mean, look, I've always been a believer in what William F. Buckley Jr. once said,
yes,
that every person is different from every other person in every conceivable way. That's why I don't like identity politics, and I just think that's the way to proceed.
Okay, well, so you're saying we have homework and there are some differences.
No,
I can appreciate that.
We do not have homework. You ask the question.
All right,
you
fine.
Have homework.
I'll do
not
the homework.
There are probably differences between me now and me 10 years ago. That's the most frightening thing, I think.
Wow.
No, well, just you've evolved. Ambassador Bolton, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend. It's 7:24 on WMAL.
It's spring, and you're right where you want to be. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Get $30 off Daiwa Fuego reels and save 25% on over 18,000 fishing lures. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
You know, we were just talking earlier in the show about a study that came out that shows that if you are sleep deprived, you are more likely to gain weight. And there's a lot of reasons for it. It has to do with hormone levels. It also has to do with your eating habits during the day and the extra sugar that you consume to try to stay awake. So why not make sure that the hours that you do get to sleep are good hours, that they accomplish something, that you're not tossing and turning, and that you wake up feeling like you actually got sleep. And you know what that means? It means it's time to look at your mattress. If you've not changed that mattress in about 8 to 10 years, that mattress is older than that. It's time to head to Mattress Warehouse, where you can get bed matched and find the mattress that is perfect just for you. Mattress Warehouse is Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. They make Tempur-Pedic more affordable. They have mattresses starting at just $22 per month. Your health is worth that. And you know what? So's your figure, right? You don't want to gain that weight. They have over 30 queen mattresses for starting for less than $799. They have a mattress for everybody and every wallet. Get bed matched at Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Visit sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com to find a location near you.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. All right, getting into town. Now it's reported as a crash. Initially heard it was broken down, but now near East Capitol Street for DC 295 southbound past Benning Road. So do watch for this activity. DDOT crews say along the right side. Now, once you get past there, we do have the volume across the 11th Street Bridge. Get you past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Heading inbound Suitland Parkway, it's just been the volume heading down towards Stanton Road and eventually up on to 295. So again, into town, 295 with the crash. Now is one of our heavy focal points to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Other area we've been struggling, Rock Creek Parkway, Virginia Avenue, where we had the crash. And to 15, south of Point of Rock, still with the accident. Car into utility pole, so a lot going on. Southbound, right near Fox Run Lane. Watch for police to direct you. This is going to be north of Luckett's Road. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT. $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some overcast blowing by at times. Some sunshine also mixing in. A west wind. Yeah, sounds like an early March day or mid-March day. A little below average, though, temperature-wise, 47. Tomorrow, 52. Rain showers by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
34 degrees in the nation's capital. 7:27 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come Scratch It Rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit MGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people, every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
All right, coming up, Sherman Gillums from AmVets. We're going to talk about what's going on at the VA. And we're also going to get into the issue of testing on dogs, how the VA does that, and why Sherman Gillums thinks that's a terrible idea. It just, it should not be done, and there's an alternative. We'll get into all of it in a moment. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.
News Now.
WNIL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un could meet face-to-face soon. The idea was delivered to President Trump by South Korean officials.
They brought a verbal invitation to meet from Kim Jong-un to President Trump. And the South Korean delegation, led by Chung Wi-yong, briefed the president about their meeting with Kim last week. The South's diplomats got the stunning commitment that brought them to the White House in the first place.
President Trump said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
It's a far cry from the name-calling of Little Rocket Man and Dotard. And now the stunning possibility Mr. Trump and Kim could meet. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Public Integrity Office of the Florida House is now investigating law enforcement's response to the high school shootings last month.
The new timeline details released by the Broward Sheriff's Office show it took officers 11 minutes to enter the building because of confusion about where the shots were coming from. And the Broward Sheriff's Office's radio system was not able to connect with the Coral Springs Police Department's radio system, meaning the two agencies weren't able to communicate quickly about what the shooter looked like and what kind of weapon he was using.
Correspondent Athena Jones. An overnight fire in Prince George's County has claimed the lives of two people because firefighters couldn't get to them in time to save them. County Fire Spokesman Mark Brady says firefighters encountered hoarding conditions at that home and were unable to get inside until the fire had been put out. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,895. The Nasdaq at 74,28. Sports sponsored by Lidl at the ACC tournament. Virginia advances to the semifinals. Atlantic 10, George Mason advances while GW loses. NHL, the Caps lose in L.A. The Wizards are in New Orleans tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Save more on groceries, Ashburn. Lidl is now open on Cooper's Hall Drive. Enjoy free samples and giveaways all weekend long. Try quality groceries at surprisingly low prices and stock your fridge with award-winning products today. See you in Ashburn. Lidl, rethink grocery.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I'm ABC7 Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Let's face it, Washington weather, it's downright fickle. That's why it takes a special weather team like Stormwatch 7 to better predict the unpredictable. Put your trust in Stormwatch 7, the team that's always on your family's side when severe weather strikes.
Sunday, the American Idol journey begins.
Get it started.
And every journey begins with a story.
I grew up in Shakota, Oklahoma, home of Carrie Underwood.
I was homeless, so it only takes one yes to change your life forever.
You're going to Hollywood!
With judges Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie, you won't just hear the music, you'll feel it.
This is a dream come true.
American Idol on America's Network, ABC.
American Idol premieres Sunday at 8 on ABC7.
Hey, it's Kid O'Shea from Good Morning Washington. Who is the next American Idol? Join me Monday mornings after the show for Idol Chatter on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 8 seminars throughout Maryland and Virginia the week of March 19th, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, sun glare really catching us this morning in from the west. In fact, 66. We're just jammed here through Manassas towards Centerville. A very little break, and then for Fair Oaks, Nutley Street. So patience just getting through their car in front of you as well. Crews tell me it was a minor crash heading through Groveton, the battlefield. Lanes open, but watch for 29. Lee Highway delays past Groveton Road to get you up to 234. And crews are still dealing with an incident on 15 south of Point of Rocks, Garnes Utility Pole, right near Fox Run Lane. So southbound, police are alternating traffic past the crash, using one lane at a time. But northbound, they're turning everyone off at Luckett's Road. So you're detoured on the northbound side of 15. Plan for the extra time. You'll need it. All right, here we go. 295. One reported broken down as you head down toward Burroughs Avenue, then the accident near East Capitol Street. So that means coming in on 50 in the BW Parkway. Watch for those heavy delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some overcast blowing by at times, some sunshine also mixing in. A west wind. Yeah, sounds like an early March day or mid-March day. A little below average, though, temperature-wise, 47. Tomorrow, 52. Rain showers by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Centerville, 32 in Silver Spring, 34 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Friday. Joining us at 8:05 will be Gordon Chang. We'll discuss North Korea and our two countries, the United States and North Korea, coming together. We're going to have a meeting. At 8:15, it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And at 8:35, Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Sherman Gillums, Jr. He's the Chief Strategy Officer at American Veterans, AMVET, and is also a former Marine Corps officer. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday to both of you.
Nice to talk to you. Let's talk about the VA, because there's a new report out from the VA Inspector General that finds that there's a climate of failed leadership and complacency has led to all sorts of dangers that are not being fixed in the Washington, D.C. VA Medical Center and a lot of other troubles still at the VA. David Shulkin, who runs the VA, is an Obama holdover. President Trump kept him on board. At this hour, do you think he should still have the job of VA secretary?
For a lot of reasons, they have nothing to do with the report or what the public typically reacts to. I think you have to keep secretary in place. This will be the third secretary in 4 years. I've seen the administration much worse than this. And what happens is you get to a point where you dethrone the secretary or you take the person out at the top that's responsible for making changes happen and it sets the department back in a way that's almost irreparable. We've seen tremendous progress over the last 18 months. Much of it has to do with an active Congress and an active president who is determined to push a lot of these initiatives through before. We couldn't imagine them going through as easily. So we're talking about things like accountability,
yep,
improvements to the appeals process, access to mental health care for newly discharged service members. So a lot of things are getting pushed through, and unfortunately, we work up close with these issues. But unfortunately, from a distance, it looks like the house is crumbling. But
right,
the veterans are being served better, I would say, than in years past.
So, Sherman, does that suggest, for instance, that, when we see continuing problems at the VA, including this Inspector General report, which suggests failures in leadership, is it just because the problem is so big that there are going to be things that continue to fester that even the best of VA secretaries are not going to be able to tackle quickly?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, we quickly forget how bad things were when the Phoenix VA scandal came out. I don't know if the reports were as accurate as they were touted, but it was much worse. It was a whole lot worse. And I think that sometimes I feel like the department itself is intent on failing for some reason. I know it's not a person, but there seems to be a culture of mediocrity that fights to stay that way. And when you do have a leader that comes in who's from the outside, and that was the case with Dr. Shulkin, him not being a veteran and being relatively unknown, no secretary is going to be successful until they're given the ability to clean house. And I've said that in public. I've said that to the secretary himself. You've got to clean house and clean out that middle management layer that really controls the VA.
Could that be part of the problem here, that you have someone who is not, I guess, ensconced in Washington, D.C., and he is a physician, is a doctor, that he doesn't know how to manage. He doesn't know how to get those middle people that out that have to be taken out of this. Maybe that's part of the problem.
I think the unions, you've got the various, the Merit Systems
right.
Protection Board. The system itself is not set up to allow someone to do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I was in D.C. Fighting these issues when General Shinseki was there. So here's a veteran, an Army general. When Bob McDonald was a secretary, he's a successful CEO of a multinational corporation. Here we have a physician. I really think it doesn't matter who secretary is unless the individual is given the power and the ability to hold people accountable. And, you know, when you fire a guy, the D.C. director, and he comes back after he successfully petitions the board, then you got to fire him again. I mean, this is tough. It's tough because you've got to change the rules in order to actually use the power that the accountability bill has ostensibly given the secretary.
Sherman, you know, you're an injured Marine, and I want to talk about that because you wrote in a column this week that you'd like to make better use of funds for veterans, saying that at one point you were supportive of the VA's canine research program, wherein they conduct testing on dogs, but you're no longer in support of it. Why?
Well, I live by the philosophy that when you know better, you have to do better. You have that responsibility to do better, and I hope that my about face serves as an example of how you navigate through these issues in D.C. You take a stance on an issue, and I took a principled stance against stopping. There was a bill that was dropped, and it was relatively no discussion about it. It talked about stopping animal research, and from the perspective of not just being an injured Marine myself, but meeting hundreds and hundreds of veterans who had various diseases, illnesses, and wounds. In my mind, as a layperson, you need this research to give these folks a possibility of achieving the hope, the recovery
mm-hmm.
that they're relying on. But as I did my research, I talked to actual researchers, I listened to both VA and I listened to various people who know a lot more about this than I do.
Yes,
and I came to the conclusion based on one sort of epiphany that came out of those discussions. When I was injured, I had broken my neck. I was given a drug called methylprednisolone.
Yep.
And I looked into the drug because when I was given the drug early on, it didn't really benefit me in any way in terms of mitigating the spread of paralysis when my spinal cord swelled. But it turns out, 10 years later, I find out that the drug, while successful in animals, it really didn't have, it really wasn't as efficacious in humans
yep.
as it needed to be to work. And I felt like I was sold a bill of goods.
Yeah. And that's
just one example.
Sherman, I know you wrote extensively about this. I recommend you check out his column. It's called Making Better Use of Funds for Veterans. It's available in the Washington Times. Look that up. Sherman Gillums, thank you for joining us this morning and thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good Friday.
You too. 7:44 here on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
Well, have you tried to hire anybody lately? Yes. It is annoying and difficult. You're posted to these job boards. You hope you're going to find that right person. But then think about it. Do you check job boards a ton when you are looking for work or maybe when you're not looking for work? No. It's a pretty occasional thing. But there's a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. That's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's a great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted the LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers those skills, experiences, location, and everything else to promote and match your job to potential candidates, LinkedIn Jobs gets rated 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. That means fewer resumes that you throw in the trash. That's an improvement when you're looking for a candidate. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Stop settling for posting and hoping the right person is going to find your role and apply. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get your $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Friday morning, here we go. Let's go to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. It's been a nice quiet trip at the American Legion Bridge, so we're enjoying that Friday light there. 270 in Urbana, Hyattstown, starting to see some pockets of delays through there, but definitely we've had it worse in through Rockville with the volume as well. Now, we're still struggling south of Point of Rocks on 15, the crash near Fox Run Lane, north of Luckett's Road. Southbound alternating under police direction, northbound detoured at Luckett's Road. Now let's go Muncaster Mill Road. Very slow traffic. Talk to police. They say they're not working anything, but Muncaster Mill Road coming in toward Bowie Mill Road. Watch for that volume, please. And heading in through town, DC 295 accident reported near East Capitol Street coming southbound and again across the 11th Street Bridge for a new incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwesterly flow continues. Temperatures stay below normal here as we head on through today. Some precipitation in the forecast by late weekend, early next week. Clouds mixed with clear sky this morning and this afternoon. So in and out of clouds and sun, a west wind, about 15 to 25, 47. Tonight, some clouds, Beltway 31, outside the Beltway colder. Saturday, a few clouds, 52. Rain showers Sunday, maybe some rain and snow showers Monday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
35 degrees in the nation's capital, 747 on WMAL. All right, so I mentioned it kind of in passing. I want to mention again, Wrinkle in Time, you know, the famous children's book being released finally now as a movie today. And Oprah Winfrey, you know, plays big in this movie. She acts in it. Her acting career she's been doing of late. If you were already a billionaire, would you choose to be an actor?
Well, I guess for her, to me, yes, that is something I would do, because you know I'm very famous for saying I'm buying an island and I'm never going to be heard from again. But if that's something she enjoys doing, it's not necessarily work, and it's every now and then, and you do it when you want to. Man, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, just because, you know, you've got all the money, now you need to become well known. Oh wait, you're Oprah. Everyone knows who you are. Oprah, we don't have to say your last name. You are a one-named person now, so you're fine.
She's got to keep her name out there for when she runs for president in 2020.
Yeah. So what is it called when you win every one of the awards, too? The Tony, the Grammy, the Oscar?
Annoying?
Whatever. Anyway, the point is, some people like winning all of them. Then you've got Fox News wrote this up. Brian Flood, he's doing great work over at Fox. And he wrote about Wrinkle in Time. It was calling it. He mentioned that the movie's been hit with huge, like really terrible reviews. People are not reviewing it well. I saw even on Fox this morning, Kevin McCarthy gave it 2.5 stars out of 5. It is not. It's cringeworthy. Some reviewers are saying it was $100 million investment. Disney spent $100 million on this movie, 99 of which went to Oprah Winfrey. The other $1 million was spent on, you know, just some grass on the set or whatever. But it's all open. I'm just kidding. I have no idea how much Oprah got paid. But $100 million for this film. And they're saying it's a politically correct movie filled with liberal talking points on feminism and diversity, and it may be backfiring really badly. With a poorly reviewed movie is teetering towards a tank job at the box office this weekend, according to some predictions. Rotten Tomatoes, 43% right now. But as Brian points out, Brian Flood, woke cultural critics don't seem to mind. They're just happy with a diverse cast. They think that's great. Although Parade magazine said the film was a crinkled, jammed, over-crammed, hot mess.
Wow. Is it a surprise to anyone that the content doesn't matter? It's just about who's delivering the message? It's the reverse of Alinsky. You know, Alinsky says when you're tells them to go after the messenger, if someone's giving them a message they don't like, but when it's a message they like, then the messenger doesn't matter.
You know a lot about Alinsky.
I do.
Interesting.
I try. Your enemy, you know, what is it? Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. There you go.
Okay, Obama. Meanwhile, a $100 million gamble, they're projecting that this movie has slumped to around $35 million in earnings potentially. Also, one other piece of Oprah news. He sat down with Gwyneth Paltrow for her podcast and tried to create a bunch of distance from Harvey Weinstein. She's like, was I friendly with Harvey? Yes, I was friendly with Harvey. Was I in association with Harvey? Yeah, yes, but of course I didn't know any of this was going on. Of course not. 7:50 on WMIL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
All right, how's your money doing on this Friday? Let's ask Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey there, Vince. Well, right now we're looking in the green, so far so good on this Jobs Friday. We not only find out if the unemployment rate stays at an 18-year low of 4.1%, but investors will pay close attention to wages, an indicator of whether inflation is heating up. Futures are slightly higher this morning, and Toys R Us was once the world's biggest toy seller, but Walmart and Amazon soon took over, and Toys R Us is now reportedly getting ready for a total liquidation of all of its stores. There are 27 locations in the D.C. area. President Trump made good on his promise to impose costly import tariffs on aluminum and steel with carve-outs for Canada and Mexico. Struggling wearable camera company GoPro may not have any serious buyers. The New York Post says it's failed to attract any real interest after hiring a Wall Street firm to explore a sale. And the South by Southwest Tech Festival begins today in Austin, Texas. One big topic is whether to trust in big tech like Facebook, Google, and Twitter. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Spring, it's finally here. Bass are in the pads, trout are in the riffles, walleye are on the drop-offs, and you are right where you want to be. Here's to the season that takes you there. Cabela's Great Outdoor Days. Family events and amazing deals. Your one stop for the water. Come in for Doorbusters this Saturday. 5 hours only starting at 8 a.m. Get $30 off Daiwa Fuego reels. $150 off a Pitboss 700S pellet grill with cover. And save 25% on over 18,000 fishing lures. Shop in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land in Austin with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. I'd never built a still before, so I did some research and designed and built my own pot stills based on Prohibition-era bust photos I found in the library. I didn't know then that this was kind of the start of the American craft distilling movement right here in Austin, Texas. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and as we get into the 8 o'clock hour, here's what to expect still with the rush hour heading into town. Crash on the freeway for coming off of the 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT crews say they're en route. If they're not there already, make way. Cross the 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also quite slow over the 14th Street Bridge now and down toward the Case Bridge. DC 295, been dealing with the broken down and then the crash right near East Capitol Street. So we're stop and go out of Chevrolet and Riverdale. If you missed it, 15 south of Point of Rocks. Crews are dealing with the crash south on 15 right near Fox Run Lane. That puts it north of Luckett's Road. So you're alternating southbound, northbound, they're detouring traffic at Luckett's Road. Update sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking day today, at least relatively speaking. It's going to be a little chilly, though, especially with that west breeze blowing. 47 in and out of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, a few clouds, 31 outside the Beltway, colder. Saturday, 52, back closer to normal, partial clouds. Sunday, some afternoon rain showers and maybe a mix of rain and snow showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
35 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:56 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring, I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach, has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 800-847-6855. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 800-847-6855. 800-847-6855.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
Well,
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We're going to be joined by Gordon Chang, and we're going to discuss this impending meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un and whether anything can reasonably be expected to come out of this.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on in Washington, including staffing changes potentially at the White House, what Congress thinks about the president actually maybe meeting with Kim Jong-un very soon. We'll break it all down with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Kevin Cork of the Fox News Channel straight ahead, 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Linton Hall Realtors. President Trump's willingness to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is being met with positive reviews today by Japan and China and by South Korea, whose diplomats personally brought the invitation from Kim to the president at the White House.
There is no guarantee the meeting will take place, but President Trump's optimism is a clear sign he hopes to go face-to-face with Kim Jong-un in coming weeks. California Congressman Democrat Ted Lieu considers it a massive gamble dealing with a family that has in the past failed to live up to commitments, but one worth taking.
The United States has exactly zero good military options against North Korea. So any diplomacy and dialogue is good. I hope this high-stakes first meeting is productive.
The South Korean delegation told Mr. Trump Kim is pledging to give up nuclear programs, though that's not been specifically stated by the North.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some of the 911 calls that came in the day of the Florida high school shootings are now finally being made public.
Shortly after 2:22 p.m. on February 14th, the 911 calls started coming in.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, I just got a call from Douglas High School. A female on the line advised that they believe there's a shooter at the school.
The girl is saying she hears things in the hallway right now.
And that's in the 1200 building. She's hearing noises?
Correct.
The arraignment for shooter Nicholas Cruz is March 14th. That's 1 month after the fatal incident. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The question of how to keep kids safe in school is what's being asked now all over the country after the Florida shootings. Well, now Virginia's House of Delegates is hoping that a select committee on school safety will come up with some good ideas.
Well, I think you'll see a number of recommendations based on a lot of really good work that's going on around the country related to school safety.
Virginia Delegate David Toscano will serve on the select committee on school safety, but the Democrat says
we do not think it goes far enough because it really doesn't address anything related to guns.
Speaker Kirk Cox says they can't allow partisan issues to distract them from keeping kids safe at school. The committee will look at things like emergency preparedness and school security infrastructure. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia lawmakers are not going to pass a budget on schedule this year, the second time in 4 years that disagreements over Medicaid have led to a stalemate. Tomorrow is when the 2018 session is scheduled to end. With the departure of Ryan Sawyers this week, the job of school board chair in Prince William County is officially open.
Applications are now being accepted for an interim chair of the Prince William County School Board. According to Virginia code, someone must be appointed within 45 days. The person hired will perform all duties until a special election is held in November. Applicants must be eligible voters and residents of Prince William County. A public hearing on the matter will be held next month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An overnight house fire in Prince George's County has claimed the lives of two people because firefighters couldn't reach them in time to save them. They were hampered, says spokesman Mark Brady, by hoarding conditions at that home. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,895. The Nasdaq at 74,28. Sports: UVA advances to the semifinals of the ACC tournament. George Mason advances at the A-10, while GW loses. Hockey: the Caps lose in L.A. NBA: the Wizards are in New Orleans tonight. Exhibition baseball: a win for the Nats, a loss for the O's. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM. At AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
It's quite remarkable.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill.
See how that works?
Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's apparently that easy.
More details at WMAL.com.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to iTrustFrank.com. There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Retirees Noble and Peggy were ready to sell their DC home. Frank advised them on some small but necessary repairs and sold their home in just 4 days and for $30,000 over list price. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say that I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 between Stafford and the Beltway. Heaviest slow stretches just in Dale City, so we're enjoying that trip. 395 in Landmark slow, and now from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Problem on the freeway westbound before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Really bunching us up coming across the 11th Street Bridge.